This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We want to thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we thank you for this day and this opportunity to be here on the radio with the listeners. I pray, Father, that you'd lead us and guide us. I pray that you'd bless each and every one of the listeners for Jesus' sake. Lord, I pray that you'd just move, Lord, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. We pray for the missionaries, the children's homes, Lord. I pray for every lost soul. Lord, I pray for the church, Lord, that you'd just touch it and renew it. Fresh anointing, Lord, of the Holy Ghost. And God, we come to you today. We're looking to you. We're depending upon you to do all these things. We just want to be thankful and grateful for all that you've done for us. And we just want to come and give you the glory and honor that's due your name. We ask all these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, we'd like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria, where they feed the children daily. You would also pray for our missionaries, the ones in Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, and really throughout all the world. But that's the ones that the Lord's kind of hooked up in our hearts and involved more in this work. And we're greatly appreciate for all the work of God. And we're thankful for each and every one of you all that allows God to put a burden in your heart and you follow after it and go with that. And we appreciate you. We want to thank you. And anyway, if you would continue to pray for these, we'd be very grateful. We trust you've had a blessed new year. Let me say this. We've come through 24 now as you're listening to this and starting another year. And we want to start it out with the Lord and finish it up with the Lord. And he's been really good to us all this year, and he's blessed us in many ways and saved souls, and for that we're thankful, and we're looking for more to come, and we're looking for his coming at some point. We don't know when it is, but we are looking and knowing that he is going to return one day, and I trust you're ready for that. But anyway, let me go ahead and give you our mailing addresses this week. Ask you to write us, if you would. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing.
My life black with sin.
My life black with sin.
My soul was condemned.
My soul was condemned.
Till Jesus passed by.
From hell, soon to heaven I'll go, to heaven I'll go.
Thank God for the blood,
thank God for the blood.
It still saves today,
it still saves today.
What I feel in my heart,
what I feel in my heart.
Man can't take it away,
he can't take it away.
His blessings are near.
Shed on the cross and provided a way, provided a way.
If sin has you bound,
if sin has you bound,
and you long to be free,
you long to be free.
Let me share with you,
let me share with you
what has happened to me,
what has happened to me.
The King of all kings.
And love
convicted my heart,
gave me a new start. I've been born again, I've been born again.
I thank God for the blood,
thank God for the blood.
It still saves today,
it still saves today.
What
take it away.
His blessings are new.
His blessings are new.
Go sweeter each day. I thank God
for the blood He shed on the cross and provided a way. I thank God for His Son. I thank God for the way. Thank God for the way.
I appreciate that song. That's one of Craig wrote. Isn't that good? Thank God for the blood. Well, since everybody's been talking about it, that's what I had on my mind. Britt talked about it in Sunday school. Sam, they said, preached about it down in his Sunday school. So I'm going to talk a little bit about it. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10. Now, I won't have time to do all of this, but I'd like to just talk about the blood today. The Bible said in chapter 10, if we sin willfully, and to receive the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a fearful looking for and of judgment, and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he is sanctified, an unholy thing, and done despite to the Spirit of grace. Now, I want to talk to you, and I mean, I've heard folks preach this, and folks has told me that if you sin willfully, you'd be lost. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I've been talking about judgment, and you know it's a terrible thing after a meeting like this to talk about judgment, but I mean, judgment's coming. Everybody's worrying about the year 2000, and I want to tell you how to get ready for it. It's not getting your stove wood in and all the other stuff. Is be sure that you haven't done what they done. And this is to the Jews, of course, and you know that because it's in the book of Hebrews. Right. Now, anybody that could read that ought to know that the book of Hebrews is Hebrews. Amen. I mean, if they're reading the book of Hebrews, they ought to know who it's to. And there's a lot of good things in this 10th chapter. I ain't got time to read all of it, preach any of it much, but I want to talk about the punishment of God. Now there's one thing and only one, and I've got to hurry. Now if we sin willfully to receive the knowledge of the truth. That don't mean you've got the truth, you just got knowledge of it. Amen. There's a lot of folk got knowledge of Jesus, ain't got Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the truth. Amen. A lot of folk got the knowledge of it. Them Jews had the knowledge. They got enlightened and illuminated and found out who Jesus was. But they didn't want to go with him. They didn't want to accept him because, I mean, the brethren would do something about. You know, the Pharisees was their problem. Wasn't the devil, is the Pharisees. Well, it's probably the devil. But anyhow, that's the trouble today. Folks won't go with God, won't preach what God puts on them because they're scared of the brethren. For fooey with the brethren. They're not the one that died for you, and they're not the one that saved you, and they're not the ones going to be there when you need them, most of them. 99% of them won't be there. And if you need them, they won't be there. The brethren is that kind of brethren, especially this kind of brethren that I'm talking about, is sad stuff. But listen, now he said, if you have the knowledge of the truth. Now, this is a bunch of Jews that could have got saved and missed the Holocaust, maybe. No, it wasn't back then, but they did have a lot of judgment. I mean, the judgment set in on them for one reason. Now, you hear me good. And shout. You ought to shout. Because, bless God, there's one reason God judged them Jews. It was not because of the long hair or the short dresses, are smoking cigarettes or chewing tobacco. He judged them about Jesus. What have they done with the Son of God? In order to get ready for year 2000, You better wind up trying to get God on your side and bragging on the Son of God, bragging on the blood of God, bragging on the grace of God, and not wondering, worrying what the rest of them has to say about it. That's exactly what got them in trouble. Now, what do you think got the Gentiles in trouble? Now, we like to hear, and we say, well, this is to Jews. Well, if it is, let me read these verses. He said, your sins and iniquity I will remember no more. In verse 17.
Amen.
Verse 3, it said that every year they remembered their sins. Every year they had to do it over and over. I mean, the Baptists don't wait every year. They do it every Sunday. They confess it every Sunday. They get rid of theirs every Sunday. But I'm here to tell you that I've got a Savior that took care of my sins, and they're gone, and praise God, they're forever gone. And I'm glad the Jews have got one that took care of their sins. You say, that's hard stuff. I don't believe it. Well, read it. What does it say? This man Ephraim offered one sacrifice for sins. Forever.
Yes,
he offered one.
Amen.
That was forever. And he didn't offer two. He didn't, that bread that he broke in at the Lord's Supper and all that and give to them folks, that wasn't a sacrifice.
Amen.
His sacrifice was at Calvary. He only done it one time. If the Catholics is right, he done it twice. I don't believe he does anything twice.
Amen.
One time sufficient.
Amen.
Now let me hurry.
Amen.
And I bet you wish I would. But you like that. Our sins are gone. You like to hear me preach about your sins being gone. And you like to hear me preach about your sins being forgiven. But you don't like to hear about if we sin willfully.
Amen.
After we receive the knowledge of the truth. Well, there ain't no more sacrifices. There ain't no more. You can kill every red heifer in the world, and you'll still go to hell. Red heifer don't keep you out of hell. No heifer keeps you out of hell. You can kill every goat and every sheep from here on back and from here on out, and you'll still die in your sins and go to hell. You can take every pigeon and every turtle dove you can get a hold of, and it still ain't going to do nothing for you. But I tell you one thing, if you'll accept the Lamb of God, you'll be saved. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. Now listen what it said, now I got to hurry. I mean, they died without mercy. Oh, wait a minute. Now listen. Fella asked me the other day, didn't them fellas go to hell? I said, didn't say nothing about it. Can't God judge you without sending you to hell? What's wrong that every time you sin, you're fixing to go to hell? I ain't got nothing to do with it. I mean, God can judge you and let you go on down the road and wind up in heaven.
Amen.
And if he don't, buddy, we're all in bad shape.
Amen.
Now, here's what he says about this. I mean, under Moses' law, and we're not under Moses' law,
amen,
but they died under two or three witnesses of how much sore punishment, suppose ye thought worthy, who have trodden underfoot. Listen. Three things the Son of God counted the blood of the covenant wherewith they are sanctified. Now I looked into, I got my granddaughter to look this up, and it says sanctified means made holy.
Amen.
And if you're ever made holy, you'll stay holy.
Amen.
You can't get unholy once you're made holy. Bible said he that knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Why you say, what about this living right? That's exactly what I'm talking about. God's not judging you for how you chew tobacco or smoke cigarettes or wear your beard or wear your hair or wear your dress or what color you wear. What color the shirt is that you got on. Great God, that ain't the problem.
Amen.
The problem is you don't believe that Jesus done everything
Amen.
He's supposed to.
Amen.
Now, I mean, I'm not just preaching to Brookside. I'm preaching to the rest of them out there if they'll put this on the radio. I want it to go out there because 99% of Americans today are 95 at least. Let me say that much. I mean, the Bible said there's three things. Let me get back up to where I can see it. There's three things that they're guilty of. And my God, we're guilty of all of them. I mean, who had trodden underfoot the Son of God, counted the blood of the covenant wherewith we're sanctified an unholy thing. You say, that ain't never happened. Well, Lord God, I heard years ago that there's a Baptist preacher up here in the Baptist convention stood up here in Virginia and said the blood of Jesus Christ is no more to me than the blood of a horse. They've been doing that all the time. You just didn't hear about it. Son, listen, these educated peckerwoods that think they know everything, I mean, they want you to think that they're good works. And I want to tell you right now, all of your righteousness,
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
All of it is filthy rags.
Yeah.
I mean, the best you can live
Amen.
Stinks in God's sight.
Amen.
You say, I ought to quit living right then. You ain't never started. You just been fooling yourself. You're lying to yourself. But honey, listen, your righteousness, our righteousness, is as filthy rags. And the best day you've had in your life, it stunk. Filthy rags. We've trodden underfoot the Son of God. He's not sufficient. Now, what I'm trying to say is, listen to me. Now, we haven't done maybe like them Jews did it. But we run around here, and I've been preaching all these years that Jesus done it, and it's all paid for. And then these professors say, listen at him, it's paid for. Well, it is paid for.
Amen.
Bless God, if it ain't paid for, you ain't got no payment.
Amen.
And you can't put it on your credit card. And sometimes running out, and you ain't got nothing to pay with. If Jesus Christ, if his dying and his death and what he done didn't make you righteous, you ain't never going to be right.
Amen.
Nothing you could do would make you righteousness, because all of your righteousness is stinking, filthy, dirty rags. That's what it says. Well, now let me read the next verse. Counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he sanctified an unholy thing. And then, done despite to the spirit of grace.
Amen.
And this is a capital S. Must be the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Amen.
Who do you reckon brought grace down here? Who do you reckon told you about the grace of God? It was the Holy Ghost. Now let me read you what it says about that too. In the old dictionary. That's to vex, to offend, or to tease. To vex or offend or to tease. And what have we been doing? Vexing the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Son, we've been grieving him. I mean, we've been offending him.
Amen.
By this outfit going around here saying, bless God, if you preach all the time, you preach grace all the time, you'll become a Calvinist. My God, man, where are you living at? Why don't you read that Bible and throw them books away?
Amen.
You don't become a Calvinist by preaching grace. You preach that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would be saved. And you'd preach it by grace through faith. And that's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. And it's not of works. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. That's all you preach. I don't make you a Calvinist. The Calvinist, I reckon, believer, one that I talked to, he said, if you wasn't elected, you'd go to hell. Said, there's people in hell and babies in hell. I said, well, why don't you go fishing? Why are you still hanging around giving out Bibles with the
Gideons.
Yeah.
If I was the Gideons, I'd par him. Why are you talking about mission work if you believe that God's going to elect so many to go to heaven and send the rest of them to hell? If you believe that kind of junk, bless God, I'd go fishing or I'd go hunting or get drunk or do something. I sure wouldn't be up here messing up people. Sitting right over there in the building, he never did come back, and that's good. Thank God, let him stay home. I don't need anybody around here messing up my folks about that kind of stuff. You preach limited atonement, and if you don't preach it, Israel's elected, and you're and chosen, and we're saved by grace, and they're saved by grace too. And if you don't preach it that way, that we had no hope, no covenant, no promise, no God, and God just by mercy came by and saved us, then you have to preach it. You have to preach that stuff. But I'm glad I can rightly divide this long enough, and I know enough to know that God chose them. See, these are already sanctified.
Amen.
That means they're made holy. Yeah. Now, I don't believe that. Well, the Bible said in Ephesians 1, he's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. If God ever makes a choice, I'd like to see you, one of you break it by preaching or however you do it. You can't do nothing to what God decides to do. If he ever made a choice, he's done made it. You can't break it either. You can't make it of none effect. But listen, the only thing that's going to help us in the year 2000 is whether we've been true to Jesus. I mean, he can take care of you. Really, he let them Jews, 70 A.D., the walls fell. They got run out of their country. They've been dispersed till 1948. They got back 1948. They're still blinded. They don't know what's going on, but they're still back there. You say, do you really believe they're all justified? Well, that's what it said here. I read down there in the paper the other day. It said, God counted them all in unbelief. So he sent them all to hell. Fully on you. He said he counted them all in unbelief because he could have mercy on all. Won't you read this book? Won't you put that NIV in the fire?
Amen.
If you ain't got a fire, put it in the trash.
Amen.
And trash up the trash with it.
Yes.
And mess up the trash with it. Why don't you get you a Bible that God let you have,
amen,
and this country was started by,
amen,
and survived by till about 1950 or somewhere along there when we really got a hold of it, you know. Back in the, I know it was before that, 1909, I guess, but 1881 or whenever England started it, look where they're at.
Right.
Son, anytime you fool with this word of God right here, you messed up.
Amen.
And anytime you trample with this book, you're trampling Jesus under your feet.
Amen.
And anytime you trample Jesus under your feet, you're counting the blood of the covenant an unholy thing. And then you're doing despite to the spirit of grace.
Yes,
it's,
amen,
the grace of God, the spirit that, amen, brought grace to you. You didn't have any grace. You didn't know anything about grace. Jesus went back home. He's full of grace and truth.
Amen.
But he said, I'll send another comforter. Bless God, he sent the Holy Ghost, and I believe he is full of grace and truth.
Amen.
And I don't believe that's how it fits to preach his works, for salvation's ever had any grace.
Amen.
Well, you say, can't they go to heaven? Yeah, I didn't say they couldn't be saved. I'm talking about judgment coming.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.